Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, the Jerusalem Post is reporting that an Arab Christians now are beginning to enlist in the Israeli Defense Force.
Wow, that's amazing.
I know. Well, it's been happening, but it's increasing because there's all diversity inside of Israel. But the Christians, the Christian Arabs are beginning to join and in increasing numbers. As a matter of fact, they're saying it's even doubled, which is, I mean, that is so biblical when you think about the context that we stand together in defense of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the Greek Orthodox priest's son was 21 years old. He's an Arab Christian, and his son is as well, was enlisting in the Israeli Defense Force. And he was in Nazareth, and he got under attack.
Mm-hmm.
That somebody came up and snuck up on him and attacked him and beat him with a stick.
Mm.
And put him in the hospital, put him in the emergency room. And so they're having to really make a decision. And this is the reality of what it's like when you stand up for God, stand up for Israel, and that's what we stand for, God and God and country in that order in Israel. That these are the kind of things that have happened historically,
mm-hmm.
and these are the things that happen when an Arab Christian says, "I'm going to defend the apple of God's eye." That is the epitome of the Muslim Brotherhood.
Mm-hmm.
That they would think this is terrible of Islam and Muslims. It's like, what are you doing? And it's like, mm-hmm. and they understood that they're finding out they met the Messiah. They met Jesus,
right.
And so they got attacked in Nazareth. He got attacked, and then the priest's wife has locked herself in the house. She just didn't want to. It's just crazy what's going on. So we need to pray for the Arab Christians in Israel. You can find out more about this. This is what the Jerusalem Post is posting there on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch. Remember to pray for the Israeli Defense Force. Was that you and I that was there at that particular time when we're on the wall, the Western Wall, and we saw the young folks who the Israeli Defense Force was marching out? There's like young girls and guys.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They were so young, were they?
Oh my gosh.
They were very young because you got by law there, you have to serve 2 years in the military there. It's called, when you hear IDF, that's actually Israeli Defense Force. That's their military. And so they're all in order and marching out. Mm-hmm. Some of them were inside the city and some were outside this big long line of marching through the Western Walls that were standing over them. And it was a beautiful sight. You have the natural and the spiritual, and they have to stand watch. They have to know that these times are tough, and folks are out to destroy them. And sad to say, this young man, just for standing up, wanted to defend his country that he's in, Israel, and stands shoulder to shoulder with IDF soldiers as one. He was attacked for doing that. And it's just, my goodness,
Wow.
But we want to stand with Israel. If you want to stand with us, you want to stand for Israel, I encourage you to go to VFNTV.com. Click on links. You'll see CUFI, Christians United for Israel. And you could stand today, or also you can partner with the Do Good Ministries, which I believe it should be on the links. If not, it will be with Avi Mizoraki. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the daily radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today, or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the daily radio program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.